Hi, this is Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey. You're watching, you're listening to Talking Downey. So welcome to this episode of Talking Downey. Today, I thought I'd do a little bit, things a little bit different. I'm laughing because I wanted to laugh about joking about some of the things and comments that you folks give us on our videos. Overwhelmingly, folks, you guys send us good texts or send me instant messages and tell me the good things that you like and so forth. And we'll continue to do that. We really enjoy the interaction. Some of you are really not very nice. You comment about my beard. You comment about my stomach. You comment that I guess I look like an old white guy. There's all kinds of pretty cruel things. We delete them instantly if you use the F word, and a lot of you have tried. It seems like there's a group, and I've seen it on other social media, on Facebook and Instagram, when they're talking about Downey. There's a group like on Miserable Downey. I shouldn't have said it because now you're going to go there. They don't get much traction, but there's a group of haters, and they always comment about me, and they even took a personal post and me using my car or something. So I won't comment on that, but there's a little group, but I thought we'd have some fun today. And I printed out some of the comments, actually Hans did, but we printed out some of the comments on some of the episodes, and I wanted to read to you some of them. I'm going to be fair. If they didn't cuss, I'll give you the good and the bad. But it's kind of interesting to see where people are. By far, one of the most tractions we've gotten was on our episode last week that we did about the possibility of racial profiling and some of the ICE agents coming into Downey and your thoughts on that. We got tons of that. It was a very heavily viewed show, not only on YouTube. YouTube's a small part of our brand. We do our reels, and I mean, we've gotten 100,000 views on certain ones in TikTok. And obviously we're on Instagram. Facebook and the YouTube are probably two of our lowest user-friendly areas where people go to it. But we're real proud of our growing audience. Since the beginning of the year and last year, we reached hundreds of thousands of people. A couple shows did extremely well. We do know that you like new restaurants. We do know that you like Natalie and Kayla doing the show. We do know that featuring a business in City of Downey is always a pleasure for us. You do know that we always talk about the Downey Patriot because that's our local newspaper, and they get some of the same comments that we do. So here goes. Okay, on the episode that we recently did on that about the ICE raids and the possibility of racial profiling or what we think about it. So somebody writes, convenient that you don't mention how the mayor attacked, called on Biden administration to send his troops into Cuba. Wonder if that bringing... I don't know what that means, okay? We're not sure what that comment has to do with anything in the video. Like, there's a conflict. I don't know if she was supposed to contact the president. I do know that's what Councilman Trujillo wanted her to do just because she's a Republican. But yet he wouldn't do the same thing on the Democrats for all the stupid things they're doing in the state of California. A little hypocritical, but I don't understand why that's a conflict. But that was one somebody. No more sanctuary state status in California. When they keep saying that, bringing the word F, the vocabulary is very short. F ICE on there. There are several comments on that. So that seems to be something that our young people are gravitating to. We saw that on the original video the other day by the young man. There was a lot of F word. Somebody came to the council meeting. Actually, two people. One backed it up. Mayor Frometa to use the F word, ICE, and get out of our city. It's strange. It's just strange that that's just a new vocabulary. Are you kidding? My parents would have literally put Tabasco sauce in my mouth if I used that. Let me see here. Okay, what else on there? Somebody says, okay, talking to me. Let me break it down in simple terms for you. You say Frometta can't call on the fascists in chief to stop these inhumane raids because it'd be pointless, yet she called on Biden to you know, stop in Cuba. So tell me, was that a meaningful cry for help? Can't have it both ways. Chupal something, we all have our own opinions. What does that have to do with the city of Downey? And somebody did write, the mayor's party affiliation does have has nothing to do with the business in Downey. People are bringing their complaints to the wrong people. So I thought that was interesting. Okay. Go cry to the feds. Let me see here. All right, let's talk about the empty storefronts. Why is it so hard for local businesses to pay their rent? So many unused buildings in the city. And then somebody writes back to that person, brother, I invite you and Mario Trujillo to the city of Los Angeles so you can see a dysfunction city like that. I will take some empty storefronts over whatever the heck is going on in the city of Los Angeles. That's why I say don't LA my Downey, because that's exactly where we are headed with this behavior being shown. We have go cry in front of the federal building. Don't bring down that nonsense to our city. Okay. Here's another one. Sure, keep your head buried. It's not like the city council has caused these businesses to close. Whatever fits your narrative. I don't know that. Okay, let me respond to that. City of Downey does not. There are more very aggressive in trying to keep businesses open. They work with businesses. If a business closes, it was their product or some other reasons. But don't blame the city council on that and the city on there. So this one blames Governor Newsom. Sanctuary policies play a huge part in that. Anyways, there's a lot of different things here that continue to repeat themselves on there. But we got a lot of comments. I find a lot of them just naive. Some of them are legitimate, and I'm happy about that. One of the things that we do on our show, we put reels and we do short stories on there. And they take our long narrative and they break them down into 1 or 2 minute clips. And then it takes subjects or things that I said and condenses it down. So there's three of these on there that one of them that broke down into attacking police won't change people's mind. And somebody did say, hey, this is a great lesson, but the police have changed now. And at times they are the criminals. Important to understand, respect both ways. Folks, in the city of Downey, I understand there may be situations, but in the city of Downey, I know our police department. And they do offer you respect if you offer respect back. The one thing that's real important to monitor with any police, their first and foremost thing is to defend themselves in that situation. So if you aggressively come to them, if you are in their face, they got to make sure that they have the upper hand just from a common sense standpoint. So don't get in their faces. And that was the my topic that got a lot of views. A lot of you people agreed. I don't have to go into all the agreements, but very few negative comments. And then on the praying for ICE officers and all the detained immigrants on that particular short, you know, the civil dialogue is doing the right thing. Somebody commented on the young man took the video. He wasn't a witness. He was the solution. So good for him. Some people laughed out loud, this Nunya and Byway and so forth. Regarding ICE racial profiling, they talk about, I'm hoping he defends the people that police have spit on. A lot of negative police ones on there. So I think social media and some of these things are what makes people want to, makes people want to comment because they have an easy venue to put things out. Here's one that came to me attacking my religious. So this religious deacon is all of a sudden caring and speaking up the audacity of these fake Christians. I thought, okay, I've been ordained for 2002. been a Catholic my entire life. That's part of who we are. The word deacon comes from the Greek word diakonia, literally means servant. So who was that? Pink Pepper 2020 thinks that she's the audacity of these fake Christians. Okay, so I do carry my Christianity and my Catholicism on my sleeve. But this ICE raids were never about immigration reform. It's about the white supremacists. I don't agree with that either, but, you know, obviously you're entitled to that. American Christianity has been white supremacist from day one. This is from Nicholas Bard 00. Yeah, I don't agree with that either. That's not how our country was founded on. It was founded on by religious principles in that freedom for us to have that. That's what our forefathers thought. Here's another one. Maybe back in the day, but I don't think so now. And, you know, pray for our ICE officers and our detained immigrant. Here's one from an elected official, Eddie Martinez official. So that's the mayor, vice mayor of the city of Huntington Park. And he wrote back to me, Jesus taught compassion, justice, and racial hospitality, emphasizing welcoming the stranger, caring for the vulnerable, hungry, thirsty, and treating foreigners as native born. ICE today is anti-Jesus. That's your perspective, and I totally understand where you're coming from. You need to work on Huntington Park. In one of my other episodes, I just referenced my treatment from Huntington Park and how I treat my tenants that I have in my buildings in Huntington Park. So I think it just needs to, you need to look back in the picture, and the bigger picture. So Eddie Martinez, the official, I think he's the vice mayor of Huntington Park. Somebody wrote on the attacking police won't change minds. I agree. Everyone should treat each other with respect by default. Show respect until you don't receive it. And it's a good rule to live by. That's the whole premise. I don't understand people that are aggressively on the street. I don't understand them protesting yesterday and getting out of school, leaving your jobs to protest the one-year anniversary of President Trump. I understand you may not like him. And in California, it's very popular not to like him. But, you know, I have a job to do. I got work to do. I don't think that something is going to change because I'm protesting on Firestone Boulevard. That's just mine, you know. Here's another one, too. Law enforcement should not infringe in everyday life. Wake up, brother. I think that's also the vice mayor of Huntington Park. I don't think law enforcement should infringe on our everyday lives in a positive way. Nothing is more important to me than my family and myself to be kept safe. So the better law enforcement, the more out there invisible they are, the better it is. So listen, you know, this might have been boring in this episode, but I wanted to show some of the comments. There's a lot more here and done. All I'm saying is let us know your comments. If you use profanity, it's going to be deleted. We don't even go twice on that. But also, we want you to use some compassion in your comments. And, you know, we do welcome what you want to hear, what you want to see. And just stay tuned for more of them on there. Let's keep the dialogue coming. Let's have that relationship on there. But also, don't be mean. I know I'm fat. I know I got a funny beard. I know that I'm old, and that's all okay. So God bless you. Have a good day. We welcome your comments and your thoughts. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Talking Downey with Mayor Mario.